ఓం శాంతి. We all are Baba's special children, special souls. There are many souls in the world, but very few are selected souls are the special souls. Do we feel that we are special? Do you feel that you are special? You are common as others are. In Laukik world, people are working, going somewhere, some are going to temple, some are going to church, masjid, mosque, or in any other satsang. In that way we are coming here in Brahma Kumaris. It is like that, or it is something very special. How do you feel? Not special? When we come to center, we are special. And when we come to Madhuban, then we are special, huh? Then we feel more special. This is really a very deep question. Really, do I feel I am a special soul? We have to think over it, churn over. If I am a special soul, how is it? I am wearing white clothes, I am sitting just like this. Is this speciality or something deeper than that? In this world, you go anywhere, many people are talking about God, talking about positivity, talking about tension-free life. Other people are also talking on these things. Here it is very special, something very special. We are not talking about positivity, tension-free life, better life, better society. We are not talking about that. What we are doing? Baba is asking us children, children, whatever you wish, you want, do that. I want happiness. Start to give happiness. I wish respect. Start to give respect. Don't ask, give me respect. No one recognizes me. No. No complaint. In Baba's dictionary or in Brahman's dictionary, there is no negative word, no opposite word. There is happiness, no sorrow. There is peace, no peacelessness. What I wish? what I want. Follow that track. Today's topic is very deep topic. Baba is asking us to become complete. To become complete is not a big thing. You can complete any work, anything. But perfectly to complete. So when we say perfect, perfect means the original, eternal stage of soul. Originally the soul was peaceful, loveful, knowledgeful. After taking so many births, 84 births, we have become sorrowful, peaceless. We were peaceful souls. So this is our original, eternal stage of the soul. And in future we have to become deities. For them we say 16 salutations complete, complete viceless. Originally we were peaceful and again in future we have to become. At present time, what we have to do? What efforts should we make? If I say, look brothers and sisters, you want to go in golden age? You want to become deity? Then be peaceful. And if you don't speak even, I say, no, don't ask any question. Even then there are some question inside. Oh, if situation is like that, if someone is saying that or something, something, something. But we have to understand the foundation. Baba is making clear each and every concept. Situations are there. Different kind, different type, different behavior, situation, events are there. And originally what I am. For example, you take mango. There is lemon, there is orange, there is banana. Everyone's taste is different and mango's taste is different. Even you mix them up, cut them and mix up them, even then mango is giving its own taste, lemon is giving its own taste. Similarly, while we are living in different situations, living with different people, living with different thoughts, thinking of people, we have to maintain our own original quality. People are extrovert, just talking, discussing, laughing. But Baba asked us children, be introvert. Introvert doesn't mean that we have not to speak. We have not to listen. Sometimes we say, Baba says introvert, go in solitude. So I don't mix up with worldly people, Laukik people, or even with this divine family because I am introvert. No, this is not the way. What is introvert? While I am sitting in a gathering, I am sitting with different type of people, even then there is my own concentration, what I am. I am a point of light. So to maintain the self, when we people say this, maintain self, please. We say, okay, I am wearing some good clothes, neat and clean, my hair style, everything is good, or I am maintaining my health, so I am okay. Yes, physically we need all these things. But internally also, maintain your own self. Internally, I should have this consciousness, I am a pure, peaceful, loveful, knowledgeful soul. And my true nature is to radiate all these vibrations, vibration of peace, love, purity, knowledge. These four are the pillars actually. However we say five or seven qualities of the soul, but this is the pillar. Purity, peace, love and knowledge. Sometimes we sit in meditation and all the time we are thinking, I am a peaceful soul, pure soul. And we enjoy that also. I am a child of ocean of peace, ocean of purity. That's right. As yesterday Baba said in, or day after, yes, before yesterday, in Avyakt Murli Baba said, you have key Baba and key chain, that is the relations with Baba. So when we sit in meditation, not only I am soul, 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 so sometimes we become sad also, depressed, I am soul, I am peaceful, I am quiet. No. While we sit in meditation, we should have internally happiness, power, and that should come on our face. Our face should radiate that, glitter like that. Baba says this thing, now I wish to see the jhalak and falak. Jhalak means that form, your true form. Falak, that shining brightness on your face. As someone is sick, and if that person comes and says that, then he is like that. And everyone can feel, yes, oh, you are not feeling well, you are sick. If I am peaceful soul, loveful soul, and how should I sit? If I am just saying I am peaceful soul, loveful soul. No. I am peaceful. My vibration should go. Radiate. Loveful soul. So this preparation is very subtle. That's why Baba says you sit in meditation, one thing. Sit in meditation is one thing, means first I make myself. To sit in meditation means I am preparing myself. Second step is, or you can say second work is, Baba says, you do Mansa Seva. You follow Mansa Seva? Service through your mind. While we are sitting in meditation, just not sitting, just I am sitting, Baba, Baba. This is not our meditation. Our meditation is, I'm sitting in Baba's remembrance, I'm sitting in front of Baba. Getting power, at the same time, I'm giving also. And Baba says this thing, children, I am ocean of knowledge and you are also master ocean of knowledge. Here Baba is not explaining any guru and follower system. I am guru and you are my follower. No. Baba says, supreme authority, almighty authority says, I am ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of purity, ocean of knowledge. And what you are master. So master should be more alert, more active. As Baba said, explained this thing in Avyakta Murli. Even in the last, Brahma Baba was active and alert on the very last day, 18 January. In the night class, Baba came and without taking any Sahara? Support. Without taking any support, Baba is sitting just like that. We have seen Baba. It is not like that for having this some photograph or pictures, Baba is standing or sitting like that. No. This was very natural for Baba. Naturally, all the time Baba is like that, straight. And what about us? What about us? We just in the beginning we say, yes, let's go for meditation, and we sit like that. And after few minutes, I think, not hours, but few minutes, I think some screw is here which is loose, just we only. Because Baba in the age of 93, old man, and very natural way, in a very natural way. So active, so alert. Even now we walk, the speed of our walk is slow. And when Baba was 89 or 90, when we have seen, Baba was walking so fast, that to follow Baba, we used to run behind Baba. So active. Who is making active? It is diet, it is exercise. What is there? It is not only the diet, it is not only the exercise, but it is the thinking which is making you active, alert, or lazy, sad. What do you think? Is it right or not? Suppose today is your birthday and birthday party. And you think, yes, 4, 5 or 10, 20 people are coming in my birthday party. And how do you feel then? Very active, very alert. Today is my birthday. And if you get only the information, today 10 people are coming for lunch or dinner. I have to prepare lunch or dinner for 10 people. See the difference. How do we think? How do we look? What is our vision? So Baba was intoxicated all the time. in Sakar Murlis, very clearly you can feel that Baba is saying again and again, children, tomorrow the golden age is coming and I am going to become this Lakshmi Narayan. Sometimes there is feeling as just we change one dress, okay, I put off this shawl and take another one. I put off this sweater, cardigan or take other one. Baba had this feeling as today I will leave this old body and tomorrow I will become like deities. So clear it was in Baba's mind. Baba is fully intoxicated all the time. As you listen Baba's Yajna's history, in the beginning, 300 people were living together. Suppose, not 300, 200 or 150, even it is a joke to take care of 150 or 200 people. Do you think there were no problems? No clash? Soul of variety, sanskars were there, na? Baba was taking care of each one. Everyone was happy and everyone was saying, Baba is mine. Because Brahma Baba has this super conscious. Two things were very clear in Baba's mind and you can feel those in Baba's Sakar Murlis also. One thing is, that is his job of almighty authority. I am just nimit instrument. So Baba was very free, light. And second was the intoxication. Tomorrow I will become this. Shri Narayan. What is happening with us when we are at our own places, whether it is center or family or home, wherever we are thinking, oh, I have to do this thing, I have much work to do, I have to work for children, I have to work for brothers and sisters, I have to do job. So all the time, I, my duty. Yes, Baba is there, but even then I am responsible. Baba is there, and I am responsible. So we are not light. But what Brahma Baba was feeling, he was saying, I am an instrument, but who is responsible? Who is responsible? Responsible is Shiva Baba. See the difference. I am an instrument, responsible is Shiva Baba. And whatever Shiva Baba is saying, that I have to follow. And now, Baba is saying, for us, children, you follow Father. This we have to follow. I am an instrument. Responsible is Baba. Then, what will we do? Whatever we will do, we will ask Baba. Baba, okay, this work is finished. Baba, now it is finished. Now what to do? What I have to do? What I have to say? Because I am not responsible. He is responsible. Many times Baba says, be double light. And we find it very difficult to double light. Yes, one light is okay. I am soul, point of light. And second light is light. That is very difficult. Because there is I. If I have this feeling, I am in what I am? I am right hand of Baba. This is Baba who is using this right hand. As this is my hand, na? I take it up or down, it is my own choice. When I am Baba's right hand, hand is not alone. Alone it is a part of the body and then it is not useful. If it is just, you cut it out, and then it is not useful. Then you say, oh, poor. Hand is cut off. But when hand is with the body, it is separate, then you say, part of body, organ of body. But when it is with the body, yes, it is powerful. So I am right hand of Baba. Always I am staying with Baba. Alone there is no value of this hand. So I am Baba's hand. This is Baba who has to use it. Baba is making me deity. Now at present I am angel. Not less than that. I am not an ordinary person, ordinary soul, no. I am an angel. Then there is intoxication all the time. While we are intoxicated, no doubt, no tiredness, otherwise all the time, I am tired, today I think I should have some rest. And what Baba is saying? I need children. Athak, those who never get tired, untired, tiredless. Athak children I need. Then Baba says, athak, not tired, doesn't mean physically. Physically as well as mentally. Sometimes we are not tired physically, but mentally we are so much exhausted. Oh, today we had meeting, I am exhausted now. No, I am an instrument. Baba is using me. Who will get tired, Baba or me? How do you think? I am an instrument. Who will get tired? Baba or instrument? Baba? What are you saying, brother? User will get. Yes. I am speaking through this mic. Who will get tired, mic or me? Me, na? Oh, for 1 hour I am speaking, now I am tired, my throat is not so good. This instrument is never complaining. I am an instrument. Whose instrument I am? Whose instrument? God's instrument, Almighty's instrument. There should be this intoxication. So to become perfect, what we need? All the time link with Baba and all the time be intoxicated. There are many things, but if we practice these two things, one is I am an instrument, so I am always okay. No complaint. Oh, today I am not feeling so well. Today I am not okay. No, I am always okay. Always okay or sometimes okay? Sometimes okay when we are in body consciousness. But in soul conscious, I am always okay. Second is, I am an instrument. So lucky, so fortunate instrument I am, that Almighty Authority is using Himself. What a good luck I have. So actually this is the true recognition of the self. When we introduce to someone, I say, yes, I am Sister Sushma, I am from Jaipur and I am a Raj Yogi. Or I am working for Brahma Kumaris. Or I am working some job also and I am working for Brahma Kumaris or teaching meditation also. This is our recognition. No. The name of the body is Sushma, but I am an instrument of Supreme Almighty Authority. This intoxication we should have. Then our qualities are also improved. Because only knowledge and meditation is not enough. I have very deep knowledge. I am meditating for 4-5 hours regularly. But my behavior, my words, my drishti, that is fluctuating all the time. Then there is no intoxication. What Brahma Baba was doing? Even some people are insulting, blaming, saying something wrong. You must have heard that once when Dadi Nirmal Shanta was Baba's Lokik daughter who was staying at Calcutta. And once there was a news in a newspaper and someone gave this report that Dada Lekhraj was a cycle mechanic and he was going here and there and now he says, I am God. So this news came in the newspaper and Dadi Nirmal Shanta told Baba. Wrote a letter and told Baba that Baba, this type is a news and here we think we should take that person into court that he has done, he is insulting our Baba. You know what Baba's reaction was? What Baba said? And he is my child, so let him say whatever he wants. Baba said, children, you invite that person for lunch. See, generosity of Brahma Baba. you invite that reporter for lunch and then you explain and tell everything. Baba never reacted. Never. So along with knowledge, along with meditation, if our qualities are not improved, then we are defeated. Completion means have deep knowledge, have deep meditation, and be full of divine virtues. We Brahman souls are little bit careless about this. As in worldly life, this is the age of instant for everything. Instant food, instant, everything instant, na? So our reactions are also instant. No, we should tell him that he is wrong or something. And Baba says, children, what you are? Peaceful soul. Be peaceful. Be patient. Don't be peaceless. And from internally, you know, internally be peaceful. Baba is asking us again and again, go in the depth of silence. 18 January we celebrate as a silence day. Do you think what is silence? And Baba says, silence is a power. Even Laukik people also say, yes, silence is a great power. What this silence means? Silence doesn't mean, okay, I'm sitting like that. It is silence. No. Silence means, whether I am speaking, what is the level of my feelings, my emotions? Those are peaceful, or if there is something very good, I am very much excited, oh yes, it is very good, it is like that, it is like that. And if something is not according to me, I am depressed, sad, you told this thing, it is not good. Silence means what Baba was doing. When Baba was in Sakar, someone is telling Baba, so and so child or so and so brother or sister is sick or something. Baba never said, ki, "Acha, how is it happened?" No. If you are telling Baba, someone, that brother or sister is sick, immediately, instantly, anyone can feel at that time, as Baba is listening and Baba is giving drishti. However, that child is far away, maybe in London or America. And you are giving the news, Baba, that one is not okay, physically sick or something. Baba is giving immediately powerful drishti. And what are we doing? If we get news that someone, some brother or sister is very closer to us, and you know that that brother or sister from your center, he is sick or he met with an accident. Oh, what happened? He was more serious like that. Immediately, we are down. And Baba, what Baba is doing? Baba is giving powerful drishti. This is the difference. Feelings, emotions. Silence means my feelings, my emotions are also silent. Silent means full of power, positive power. my feelings, my emotions, positive, powerful, as well as pure. Positivity doesn't mean that you say positive, as people say, be positive, be positive. Positive means where there is peace, there is purity, my emotion, feelings are peaceful, pure and positive. Then there is positivity. What Baba asks us, good wishes, Shubh Bhavna and Shubh Kamna. Good wishes for others. It is very easy outside, we say, wish you all the best. Happy New Year. We have done yesterday, everyone. What about inside? It was Happy New Year? Or feeling bad something inside here? Or disturbed here? Outside, yes, Happy New Year. And inside, bad New Year? Or talking about someone, that one is like that, like that, like that. And Happy New Year? Or today my mood is not so good. So, mood of New Year? Or really good mood, Happy New Year? This difference we should cover. Silence means having good wishes for all. Peaceful and pure wishes for all. So let us make this experiment. Now wherever you are sitting, sit straight. Is it easy to sit straight? Sit straight. Yes, these chairs are very good. You can take very good support, but we are the supporter of the new world, huh? And let us, don't bring these things, yes, sister is saying it is right, but, if, no but, no if. Yes, there are, we cannot say that there is no if and but, yes, there are if and but. But there is darkness, what you do then? There is darkness, what you do? Just switch on the light. If we don't have this light, then you switch on your own mobiles or some torch. Light is according to that. There are if and but. But who I am? I am a fortunate instrument of Almighty Shiv Baba. I, the soul, am under the protection of Almighty Shiv Baba. Really, I am double light soul. This is Baba who is using me. I am in Baba's hand. While I am in Baba's hand, I am really very peaceful, loveful, pure. Full of good wishes. I, the soul, am radiating, spreading the vibrations of peace, purity, love, and good wishes to this whole universe. Stay this in this powerful stage. Be with Almighty Authority Baba. Bestower of divine intellect. Bestower of fortune. Yes, Baba. I, the soul, am with you. Stay with Baba. Fill yourself with Baba's love, peace, and purity.